What is up, guys? It's the Altered State Podcast, episode 87.
87, the Sidney Crosby.
I'm already hearing a hum.
I know, man. Such is life.
It is. Is it getting worse?
Nah, we'll be okay. We'll deal with it for the time being.
All right, cool. 87, so yeah, there you go. Got the Crosby.
I know. See, we're finally getting there. And we got a couple more coming up.
That's true. So we got some cool stuff going on.
Yeah, man. It's a good time to be alive.
It is. Things are starting to happen in the Altered State universe.
Right. So we just spent today, moments ago, we were just coming back from being up at the Benton Parkade, which is attached to Cafe Piazza, so right across from Gus's Pretzels, and set up, you know, the Altered State mini mart, basically.
That's right. Yeah, he's got, it's going to be a cool, not just retro arcade, but it's going to be a little bit of everything in there for everybody.
Yeah, we got billiards, foosball, Papa Shot, skee ball, some ping darts, pong, darts. Yeah.
It's going to be a fun little spot.
NBA Jam, bunch of pinball.
And now you have comic books, you have Funko Pops, you have artwork, you have endless stuff that Altered State Comics is bringing you.
And it's awesome. It's also attached. There's going to be a window they're working on right now, opening a window into Cafe Piazza, so you'll be able to order drinks, you'll be able to order pizza, so you can kind of have fun with your friends.
That's right.
You know, playing games, drinking beer, eating food, you know, enjoying some comic books. We got some cool wall books up there.
That's right.
So we got a nice little collection, and our goal is going to be to really kind of keep it revolving too. So while there's some cool stuff up there, we'll kind of keep trying to change it up, keep it live for you.
That's right. Yeah, based on certain events that are up there, we'll kind of cater it towards those events and things like that. So
yeah, and the big grand opening is looking at late
mid-April.
And we are also looking to set up a kind of a big ticket item raffle situation going on.
We're gonna be haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
We have ideas of things maybe you'd like us to raffle off, be it Funko Pops, be it autographed memorabilia, artwork, whatever. Throw it out there. We're down to hear some suggestions.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll have some stuff going up with that. Also have, as exciting as this is, we have another really cool announcement coming up on Wednesday. I know. We were super excited to make an announcement tonight, but after a phone call that I was on Thursday night, we regretfully cannot make that announcement tonight.
That's right.
But the announcement will be made on Wednesday. So,
and you have no idea what you got coming at you.
Yes. Stay plugged in. It is going to be.
You're
going to
be like, wait. Altered State brought us what?
Yeah.
That's not possible.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
It's going to be pretty neat.
That's right.
So,
it's taking us to another level.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
So some cool stuff's coming. But you know what? Why the fuck are we talking about us when we finally got the goddamn Snyder Cut?
No doubt. So
we've got the Snyder Cut. Well, here's the other question. We've got two big topics tonight.
Yes.
We've got the launching of Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And we have the Snyder Cut.
Oh, okay. I thought wrestling pay-per-view. It's okay. No, I'm kidding. Of course.
So the question I have for you is where do we go first?
I don't want to rate them in order of what I liked more.
Certainly.
But I liked Snyder Cut more. I want to talk about that more.
Okay.
Only because you only got one episode of Winter Soldier, or Falcon Winter Soldier.
That's true.
Know totally what you got yet.
Okay. I agree.
I'm not judging. Agree. I'm just...
I certainly agree.
There was so much hype on this.
And I would say, more than not, it delivered on the hype.
I would say almost 100%.
Let me get your reaction on Snyder Cut first.
I dug it from start to finish.
Okay.
I thought the tone was 100% different. It was a completely different movie, obviously.
Oh,
obviously, it's 100%
night and day.
Completely different movie.
Night and fucking day.
I thought Ben Affleck may have moved up to second place on my favorite.
Oh, he's
Batman's.
Getting in Val Kilmer territory?
He may have surpassed Val Kilmer.
He's flirting with Val Kilmer?
Yeah. He surpassed Val Kilmer before the Snyder Cut. He may have surpassed Val Kilmer if he only did Suicide Squad, like those 30 seconds. I'm kidding. I thought I thought everybody was so much better in this version of the movie.
Well, I agree with that.
Better. Well, I don't want to say better. Yeah, I
everybody think was more complete.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, when you've got 4 hours, everybody better be.
That's true.
Exactly. They better be more complete.
Agreed. Agreed. We even got more complete Alfred, I feel like.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
We got that sweet scene where he's like, he said you'd come. Everybody thought it was going to be Green Lantern, you know, 10 mm-hmm. years ago, whatever it was. Superman in black. It's fucking great. It's great. He looked fantastic in the black suit. I thought the black suit was cool.
I
agree with that.
I like that they kept him black suit the whole time.
Me
I
too.
I think that was a nice touch.
I do too. I loved, even the scenes that were basically the same felt different.
Well, they had that totally different color palette. They had the Zack Snyder color palette.
And they had
palette.
The different...
the aspect ratio.
The aspect ratio, which changes a little bit. But also, I mean...
But that Zack Snyder
so
color palette
other stuff too.
It's unmistakable.
Absolutely.
It is exactly what it fucking is.
Right, right.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, it felt, you know, it felt grungier, but not like dirty, like Batman Begins type goth. You know what I mean? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It felt right. It felt great. I loved, you know, I thought they did a good job with some extra Flash stuff. I thought he was cool. Made him more of a complete character, obviously, too. Not just a jokey, funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I dug the Cyborg stuff, but honestly, I don't know if I needed all of it.
Okay.
I didn't dislike any of it, but if I was going to have to cut anything, it may have been a little bit of Cyborg stuff. I don't know why.
Because I would have gone differently.
You would have added more Cyborg?
I think this version is immeasurably better than the version we got.
Sure.
So I need to preface this with that. I liked this movie, and the version we got is, by my estimation, the worst big budget movie since Waterworld.
Ooh.
Joss Whedon's.
I don't hate Waterworld, for the record. I know.
Okay.
Moving along.
Either way. Joss Whedon's Justice League is the worst big budget movie that I think I've ever seen. I've seen worse movies, but I have never seen a movie that costs even half of that that is worse than that movie. The theatrical cut we got 3-4 years ago is unwatchable. And it's like,
especially now.
And it could be like it's not even bad enough to be entertaining. You know, like there's those movies that's like, oh yeah, it's not like
it's so
Aquaman.
Bad it's good. Right.
Aquaman is a bad movie.
Right.
But it's entertaining as fuck.
Sure. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Like Joss Whedon's Justice League is just by every measurable metric, a fucking bad movie.
Sure.
It is unwatchable.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this movie is utterly watchable.
Oh, hell yeah.
It is enjoyable. It is a fun movie. So I watched it twice.
Okay.
The first time I watched it, I liked it a lot. The second time I watched it, I realized I only liked it a lot because I was comparing it to the worst big budget movie I've ever seen.
Sure.
So like compared to that, this is a triumph.
Of course, yeah.
Which is kind of an unfair place to base an opinion on because you can't do that with anything else. But I do think when I could actually watch it for what it is, I still think it suffers from a number of things that are outside of its control. Like, even with 4 hours, I certainly got more context into those characters. But the fact that really the only movie that led up to that, that gave us any context, was Batman v Superman.
Sure.
Like, we had Man of Steel, which I think is a very bad movie. and then Batman v Superman, which I think the director's cut of is good. Like, the theatrical version of that movie is not good.
Yeah, I agree.
But the ultimate edition is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Which is a real setup for what we've got going right now.
Right.
Where it's like, I feel like they're... It's a tall fucking task to introduce... Well, you're not introducing Wonder Woman. She was introduced in BVS. Mm-hmm. But... she didn't really get to shine in that. And you're completely introducing Cyborg, Flash, and Aquaman. And introducing two villains. To accomplish all of that, honestly, even in 4 hours isn't enough.
That's fair.
I think it did a ton of a better job of that.
Mm-hmm.
It did a good enough job in 4 hours that it didn't, like, turn me off. You know, I still think it's totally watchable and fun. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, Avengers works with six protagonists because there were four fucking movies leading up to it.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, I knew... When I'm watching Avengers, I already know Captain America's motivations. I already know Tony Stark's motivations. I already know Thor's motivations. I've already been introduced to Black Widow and Hawkeye, so I know enough of them. I know Hulk's motivations, mm-hmm. because he had a movie as well. So, like, I don't need those flushed out. Whereas in this movie, I know Batman's motivation. Like, he's motivated by guilt and remorse, and that's really well flushed out in here. But, like... And I know that, say, like, Wonder Woman and Aquaman, you know, like, their people were watching a Mother Box, which, again, is enough for me to, like, buy in, but it's also like, well, she's been away from Themyscira for 80 fucking years,
right.
And he doesn't even accept Atlantis yet. So I still don't quite buy them in this a ton. Like, again, I don't, like...
Isn't that how they're able to work together?
I
know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
I just feel like it... It kind of just makes me feel like I get to points where I'm like, oh, okay, we're here. And I accept that we're here. And I think a good bit of it is because I also now have the hindsight of having watched Aquaman and having watched two Wonder Woman movies.
Right.
And I am a comic book fan, so I know a ton of this information. But, like, it still just kind of felt like, oh, now we're here. Like, I feel like Cyborg got a legitimate storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally understand why Ray Fisher has been pissed for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Because he's the fucking heart and soul of this show.
I mean, you didn't really get a Flash origin story, obviously.
Right, and I think that's problematic.
Yeah, sure. But I think that's what the movie will take care of.
Like, there's the scene of him and Iris, which is a beautiful scene.
Right.
Like, I loved watching it.
Is it Iris? We never know that person's name, do we?
It's not told to us in the movie, but she's in the credits as Iris.
Okay.
West.
Oh, okay. I didn't pay attention.
And she was cast as Iris.
That's
West.
What I thought. I thought going forward in the
yeah,
the flashpoint,
she's
be
cast
Iris
in Kiersey Clemons,
okay.
Who fucking rules.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful scene. Mm-hmm. I love it. But it's like 7 minutes long and doesn't really
tell you anything.
Do anything.
Right. Right.
And we haven't even met the Flash at that point. Like, it's just showing off the Flash.
Yeah. That's true.
But it's just kind of like, oh, you're doing the Zack Snyder thing, which is make a fucking gorgeous scene and then the rest will be okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of what his whole career is. Like, you watch 300, you watch fucking Watchmen, any of it's like, wow, dude, you really know how to make a stunning moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But everything else is like, I'm going to... It's like a comic book artist only drawing splash pages. Like, I need the pages in between
some dialogue
to
in there.
Earn yeah. those yeah. splash pages.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying there.
So I bumped into that a little bit.
So having said all that, are you excited for 2?
They're not going to do it.
Bullshit.
They won't.
Bullshit. Ben Affleck's already said he's down to play Batman again. because of the great response this is getting, everybody in this movie will be down for it.
I think everyone in this movie, I don't think it will happen.
I would almost get, especially with HBO Max. It's what they built their platform around.
If HBO Max will do it, I think you can. Mm-hmm. But that's it. Because I also, like, the entire epilogue of this movie, right? So how it split up into chapters. Right. I really, really dug that. Mm-hmm. And I think all of the chaptered parts totally worked together. It felt really cohesive. It felt like a logical start to finish. I never felt like it dragged. I never felt, you know, aside from those little things that I bumped up against, mm-hmm. which really, like I said, I say that only because I don't want both of us to sit here and blow it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I do think it's good.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And also compared to, again, the worst big budget movie of all fucking time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the theatrical Justice League is unwatchable. And I tried.
Does the theatrical Justice League keep playing, like, on TNT and TBS on the weekends? Or do they replace it?
No, they'll keep playing it.
Keep playing that piece of shit, even though people hate that version?
On fucking TNT, the Snyder Cut's 7 hours long. The only thing they're showing.
That's fair. I just, you know, I mean, I'm trying to, like, with Star Wars and stuff, they don't play the old versions.
Yeah, but that's different because the old versions don't even, like, Lucas, the original filmmaker, came in and was like, I'm replacing those with these.
You did hear they're putting the holiday special, the Star Wars Christmas special on Disney Plus, right?
What?
They're putting it out there. Yep.
I heard they're adding, like, the Ewoks series, yes. And they're adding the Genndy Tartakovsky Clone Wars that I was stoked about. I did not hear they're adding...
They're putting the Christmas special on there.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Lucas has got to be freaking out. So mad.
The whole cast has got to be freaking out.
Oh, goodness.
I know it's one of Han Solo's, like... Han Solo. Can't even call him Harrison Ford. That's one of his, like...
Deepest worst
days of his life. I think that's why he started smoking pot, to forget about that day. Hanging out with Jimmy Buffett too much.
Oh, man.
How did you feel about the Joker?
So that was what I was going to get to. So that entire epilogue, that was the only time that I felt like, oh, now we're just pulling everything off the cutting room floor. Because...
Oh, see, I think that was all brand new, obviously. I don't think that was ever supposed to be anywhere near...
I think that stuff was filmed before.
The Ben Affleck stuff.
Jared Leto did not come back and film that.
Yes, he did.
No, he fucking did.
They absolutely did reshoots.
No way!
I would almost guarantee it.
I know they did reshoots. That is not a reshoot.
They shot new scenes.
I cannot imagine that scene was a reshoot.
I would almost put... Because he doesn't really interact with anybody. No one's really in the same scene. It's just, he's talking, Affleck's talking. Goes back and forth. I don't know that for sure. I'm almost 100%
I would be absolutely shocked.
We're going to look it up when we break.
Because I thought that was a really fucking cool scene. Mm-hmm. But...
And make no mistake.
And I will fucking kill you.
That's great.
Because like when I watch, I chortled.
Yeah. I think it's a great line. When I saw that. Yeah, it's a great line.
I think it's fun. And make no mistake. I will fucking kill
you. Because it's so fucking Clint Eastwood. It's so, you know what I mean? It's just so...
It's so fucking Batfleck.
It is.
Is what it is.
I hope I read one day that he's like, I put that in there.
I ad-libbed.
I had to do that. Yeah.
But like...
Because there's only two F-bombs. That's the other F-bomb in the movie.
I feel like so much of that epilogue was just like cool scenes that, like, as a fan, I want to see. Like, I really liked that scene, but it didn't feel like...
Because I feel like that... I almost... is why I think it was new. Because that version was toned down. He was not nearly... Like, when he laughed, it wasn't the same... It was a different tone. Well, it was a toned down Jared Leto. It was a
totally different one. But Snyder didn't do Suicide Squad.
No, right. That's what I'm saying.
My assumption is Snyder's vision for Jared Leto Joker is what we got in that nightmare sequence.
See, I don't think he had a vision for his Joker. I don't think he... I mean, we'll look it up. But I could be wrong. I just was almost 100% that Jared Leto kind of put himself into this movie. Like, petitioned to get into this movie, basically. I don't think he was ever supposed to be anywhere near this thing.
I don't know. So I feel like, you know, we had the nightmare sequence in Batman vs. Superman. Mm-hmm. And then we had earlier in this, like when the mother box was being activated, Cyborg saw dead Aquaman, dead Wonder Woman. So we had all the teases.
Right.
So clearly that's the storyline that Snyder was setting up for his sequel.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just don't think... I think that much of that scene, like, that's not a teaser. Like, that's the next movie.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was a really long... That was a really long scene of, like... Oh, like... it looked to me like... Yeah, Snyder shot this scene for Batman vs. Superman,
mm-hmm.
knowing that he's only going to use a little bit of it.
Maybe.
Like, because you always shoot more than you need.
True.
And this movie left nothing on the cutting room floor.
Right.
So it's like, so when I watched that, I was like, yeah, okay, this makes sense that it was all shot, and I buy it. But that felt like too much. And even like seeing Joe Manganiello's Deathstroke show up.
Right. Like with the Mohawk and shit.
And, yeah. Well, and like him showing up on Lex Luthor's ship. Like also was like, like that scene was like, oh, that's your post-credit scene to set up next movie.
Right. Which is what it was supposed to do originally anyway. But yeah.
There was another 30 minutes of fucking footage following that.
Right.
So I feel like when they got the green light to do Zack Snyder's version, he was like, cool. I'm going to do everything I can. But then I'm also going to, like, play with every fucking possible toy because I don't think I'll get to again.
Maybe.
So, just, like, Martian Manhunter showing up.
Right.
I didn't need that.
Unnecessary at the end there. I agree. That's not the way to close out that movie.
Right. There's just nothing there. And even his scene, like, when he was Ma Kent was also like, why is that not just Ma Kent?
Right.
Like, that scene plays better with that being Ma Kent.
Right.
Like when that became Martian Manhunter.
You mean Martha? I'm confused.
Right.
Yeah.
Martha.
Yeah.
But like that scene doesn't play as well.
Right.
When it's Martian Manhunter.
To me, that's one of the things also that did not make sense because you have other scenes with Lois and Martha. Did they not talk about when you were over the other day? Right. I mean, no, that wasn't it. What the fuck are you talking? I mean, it just didn't flow right with me.
Yeah, that wasn't. And it's like, again, it feels like...
Because that guy is already...
He was in
doing
Man
stuff.
Of Steel and shit.
Right. He's already a known person in the universe. Why be somebody else, too? Like, why keep...
Right. You
know
what
I mean? I know that's Martian Manhunter's thing, but...
Well, it also just felt like it was... That was a classic moment of, like, where we're at with Warner Brothers, where it's like, they're trying to catch up with Marvel. So it's like, let's get everybody there. And it's like, it doesn't work if you don't fucking earn it.
That's true. That's fair. Yeah, I agree with that.
And like, I feel like with these characters, they earned it with Batman. They earned it with Cyborg. There's no one else in this movie they really earned it with.
That's fair, yeah.
Wonder Woman, kind of.
Yeah. That
but like
opening scene with her...
is fucking awesome.
It's very cool. Much better than it was.
That is my favorite scene in that was my favorite scene in this movie.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite.
I fucking love that.
Because
I was going to bring that up. Her introduction in this movie
is much better.
Is fucking tight. Yeah.
But I also think the bad guy makes it that much better.
Dude, I think everything about it.
You know what I mean? Because he's a little more developed and you're like, oh, he's just going to shoot some kids.
Yeah.
Like that made it even more, oh, fuck, this is.
Well, it's just like the way they shot it and her like showing her that fucking fast and like usually. In the other Wonder Woman iterations we've seen, in all of the Gal Gadot, we always see, like, when she is using her superpowers, it's always been a slow-mo shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. That works. This was the first time, by my estimation, that I can recall that we saw Wonder Woman in real time.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And that's fucking tight, too. Yeah. Like, I was like, I love that.
Yes,
give me more of that.
Yep.
Let's mix and match. Let me keep the slow-mo. I'm not saying you got to kill it, but give me a little balance.
Yep. One of the things that popped in my head, too, as I'm watching it, I'm like, wait a minute. Wonder Woman 1984 has already happened. She knows how to fly already. Why isn't she flying around?
Right.
You know, like, come on. That's why the flying thing in Wonder Woman, like, you don't need that. That's...
Yeah.
It's not necessary.
But, like, I feel like I needed to know... I needed Wonder Woman to come out before this. I needed Aquaman to come out before this. I needed Flash to come out before this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this movie works if you're only introducing Cyborg and Steppenwolf and Darkseid.
Yeah.
But, like, the amount of legwork you have to do, or apparently don't have to do, to really give some depth to Aquaman and Wonder Woman and the Flash is... It just feels missed to me.
Yeah.
It feels like I know this. It's taking a lot of audience prior knowledge for granted.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I think you can do that. Yeah. But I also think, like, I don't like relying on that. I want to be wrapped up in something and surprised. I don't like... It was, what, 2.5 hours in before we even got an explanation on what mother boxes are?
Probably.
Like, that's a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, they're talking about the anti-life equation.
Right.
They've never... That's fair. These are things that are just like, yeah, because I've been a comic book reader, I know enough of these things that it's okay.
The things you're bringing up are the exact reason why I believe there will be a sequel. All that... I mean, they showed Darkseid. He did nothing but stand in a portal for the most part and watch.
Well, they also had him in the fucking... In his big defeat scene.
Well, in that big defeat
that
earlier.
Was
right.
Steppenwolf. Right. And that scene was also tight as shit.
Yes.
And they added a lantern in that.
Yes.
Which was pretty gnarly.
Right. So, I think with everything they did, they've left it wide open. I feel like they have to do something else.
I think they've left it wide open, but I don't think... I feel like they're already in motion with doing Flashpoint.
Totally, yeah.
And that's going to redevelop that universe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, technically none of this is canon.
Right, but...
Which blows me away. I'm not sure how you spend all that money on something that's not canon.
Well, what is canon is the theatrical cut.
Right.
And in reality...
I think Flashpoint can make it canon. That's the thing.
But that's the thing. I think if you're looking at... The two Justice League movies side by side, as far as canon versus not canon. The only real difference, as far as outcome is concerned, not quality, but just outcome, is that, as far as canon is concerned, we haven't been introduced to Darkseid.
Right.
We haven't been introduced to Martian Manhunter.
Right.
We haven't heard anything about the anti-life equation.
Right.
And we haven't been teased a lantern.
They were teased in the first one. In theatrical, they were shown in that first fight when they talked about fighting from forces from other worlds. They showed a couple of lanterns like flying across the sky.
Oh, okay.
They never referred to them as anything. They did show a couple of lanterns flying across the sky.
Okay, so then I'll take that back then. Yeah. So as far as canon's concerned, we don't have a Martian Manhunter. Or we do, but we haven't been revealed to him.
Right.
We don't have an anti-life equation, which in reality we don't need yet.
Right.
Like that felt problematic to me anyway.
I just feel like I feel like he had so much. I feel like all of this was everything he was going to explain in a sequel.
I understand why he
Batman
shot it all.
Batman 2 or whatever, you know, all that kind of shit. You know.
I understand why he shot it all.
Sure, sure.
With the intention of using, but like that, and we don't.
But I
have
think him putting it in this movie forces the hand of an HBO Max or somebody because people are going to want to see the answers.
Maybe.
I mean, if they can force the hand on a director's cut,
sure.
A sequel is not a big jump.
I can see.
That's what the world's made for is sequels. They want a sequel for everything. Give me a sequel.
I don't.
I know you don't.
I just want it fucking earned.
I know what you mean.
You know, like I want to see. I think there is a lot of cool story to be told. And I would like to see that story told before we even get a sniff of a sequel. Like, here we are talking about a sequel to Justice League. We still don't have a Flash movie.
Right. Right.
Like, give me a fucking Cyborg movie.
Right.
Which they're never going to do because they don't want Ray Fisher involved.
No.
Which is another reason why I don't think a sequel to this will happen. Because I don't think Snyder's involved without Fisher. And I don't think Fisher's involved without Snyder. And I think there's all X, Y, and Z shit. And I think in this situation, Snyder had moved on from DC shit because of how poorly Warner Brothers handled him.
Big paycheck will make you do a lot of things.
Right. Well, he got his big paycheck here. And if I'm Zack Snyder, I just proved my point he has nothing to gain.
I agree 100%, right. He does
to
not.
Make a sequel.
Right, right.
Like, he made, what, 3, 4 DC movies?
Yeah.
None of them are great.
Right.
This one's by far the best. I think he's hard-pressed to beat it.
True. But like, at this point in his career, he's got a long way to go still, so you got to try something.
Yeah,
he's might as well try something that's going to pay you, right?
No, he's got a long way to go, but he's also got the credentials to get a bunch of money to do other shit.
That's fair.
It's not like they're going to be like, oh, man, we're going to give you $30 million salary to make Justice League 2, or you're making a $25,000 indie movie. No, if he doesn't make Justice League 2, he's going to go make another billion-dollar movie.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's there is no... The only thing a sequel to this with his involvement is going to do is risk him losing money doing non-DC stuff.
Yeah, sure. I can see that.
Unless he miraculously threads a needle and makes a better version. And I don't think he can, not because he can't, but because Warner Brothers isn't doing the groundwork with developing the other characters.
Well, I was going to say, what if they come to him and say, we want you to basically do a 5-picture thing. Build us your universe in 5 to 6 pictures.
And if I'm Zack Snyder, I'm saying, you gave me that deal 10 years ago and fired me from it.
Okay.
So I'm not taking that again.
When I say pictures, do I sound like an old person?
A little bit.
Give me a good picture.
But yeah, like Zack Snyder, let's not forget. That was his deal.
True. That's true.
He was the vision behind all of this leading up to Justice League. He had a hand in every one of those movies.
This is true.
And then they canned him from it before he got to culminate it.
That's right.
So, like, there is no reason, if I'm Zack Snyder, to do that.
Oh, there's a couple reasons.
You're gonna get that money other places, though.
I know, but man, it's just it'd be hard.
I think the only thing to do it is like to prove your point.
Sure.
And he just did.
Yeah.
Like
that's fair.
This was his big dick moment.
I'm not gonna argue the other side of it because I can't sell it. But there's something in me that if they're gonna allow you to play in the sandbox that you're gonna build and pay you a shitload of money for it, I'm gonna play in that sandbox.
I agree. I'm not going to do it again, though.
Yeah,
because they already paid him a bunch of money to play in that sandbox.
It's a nice sandbox.
Yeah, but it wasn't very kind to him.
It's got the little tractor you sit on. You can crank it, and it, you know, picks up and dumps the sand over here. It's a nice sandbox.
It's a nice sandbox.
It's got the logs around the side. It's a nice sandbox.
That's a nice sandbox when you're on the seesaw. But Zack Snyder went into that sandbox and sat on a broken glass bottle.
That's fair. That's fair.
Like, he's not wanting to go back to it.
That's a nice sandbox. The sandbox he was in before was like the turtle. In the backyard, which has sand in it and a shovel. That was his sandbox.
No, it wasn't before that. He made 300 and Watchmen. Yeah. But like, he was making billion-dollar movies.
Those were big movies. 300 was a big movie, but it wasn't a big budget movie.
Yeah, but he...
That's why everything's in slow motion and shot like at a, you know...
Zack Snyder wasn't hurting.
No, he wasn't
before
hurting.
DC.
I know he wasn't hurting. But
and he's not going to be hurting.
Maybe not.
What Snyder Cut just did is it was an audition for... Hey, Netflix, you want to give me some of that?
Well, that's what I'm saying, like with this HBO Max, that they need a universe. They need to build on something other than just we show movies from HBO.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're getting a couple things. You're not going to get Marvel.
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything Disney.
You're not going to get Star Wars.
So what do you go grab that people know?
Yeah, I think they are fucked. No, what you're going to get is DC.
Yeah.
But they have so desperately mishandled the DC cinematic universe for the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. Like just trying so hard to catch up that what they need to do, if I'm the head of AT&T, but AT&T has already proven that they don't care about comic books or comic book creators. So they're already well behind the eight ball. Like, clearly AT&T and Warner Brothers just looks at comic books as like, oh, these are things that make a bunch of money. Go make some of those.
Right, right.
Instead of caring about story and creators, which is what Marvel has done from the get-go. That's right. Disney gives them the, you know, Disney says, oh, comic books, those things that make a bunch of money, cool. Here's a bunch of money, but I'm going to give it to someone who gives a shit. Because, you know, like, Bob Iger doesn't fucking care, but he cares enough to say, give my money to someone who does care, sure, and then go make me money.
Right.
Whereas AT&T's like, oh, this stuff has a built-in fan base. I don't fucking care. Just take the money.
Right.
Just go make a thing.
Give me a good director.
So I think where we're at is DC's shared universe is a colossal fuck up. I think they need to not give up a shared universe, but stop giving a shit about it and just start making all of their DC movies as standalone movies and let that go for a while. And then if you make something that works, start putting them together. But like, they continue to put the cart before the horse. Mm-hmm. You know, like, say Iron Man. Yeah, you got the post-credit scene teasing the Avengers. They did that hoping the Avengers would happen.
Sure.
That movie stands entirely on its own.
Yeah, that's fair.
Thor, same thing.
Yeah.
Stands on its own.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It wasn't until Captain America that they were like, and even Captain America stands on its own.
Yeah.
But like, they really didn't fully dive into the shared universe until they earned it. DC has continually not chosen to not do that.
Right.
But if you look at all of the DC movies that have been good, they ignore a shared universe, right?
Yeah.
Like
Batman's.
The Batman movies, the Chris Nolan Batman movies. Right. The first Wonder Woman movie.
Right.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
They ignore a shared universe. Mm-hmm. So like, just ignore a shared universe. Just start making movies.
Never going to happen. You know that, right?
Of course. Okay. I know. It's
okay.
Which is why I say, like, but I think because of that, they are doomed to continue to. I think no matter who they hire, and nothing would make me happier than being proven wrong here. Because, like, as a consumer, I want good shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm wrong, fucking yay. If I'm wrong, I win. Right. If I lose, I win.
Right.
But, like, I think no matter how good the creator is that comes into this, they are hamstrung by the corner they've been backed into by mismanagement.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, if you don't relaunch everything from scratch,
that's exactly right, yeah,
which I don't think you can. You can't because, like, Gal Gadot still fucking works as Wonder Woman.
Right.
And the first Wonder Woman was wonderful. And Wonder Woman 84 was flawed, but still works. That you followed up with the third one that they're going to make has every chance to be very good again.
Yep.
But, and like, Momoa's Aquaman people love, but that movie sucked.
Right.
But
Harley Quinn, same
like,
thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, you have too many things. You have so much there that you can't. You have enough that you can't do better, that you can't throw it away.
Right.
But you have enough that you can't fix, that you can't do it right moving forward.
I think the only way going forward DC really competes with like a shared universe type model like Marvel, it would have to take 5 years at this from it, you know, no more. They have to restart it with Batman or with the Flash or with a Green Arrow character that uses the team model sometimes, you know, from the comic, you know what I mean? When you're Superman's great, but he doesn't need people to help him type stuff. So you're not going to bring in people in a Superman movie. He's going to obviously be in the universe. Great. But I think you have to start from scratch and build it. Same kind of way they built the Arrowverse on TV, build it like that. Same way, you know, I mean, you don't want to copy what they did, but when you took Iron Man, secondary character, not for the most part, up until that point. Take a, you know, you can do the same thing with the Arrow, obviously. He's a secondary character for the most part. Put him, build a universe around it. He can still interact with Batman's. He can still interact with, you know.
I think.
But that's what you have to do.
You are 100% right. What you have to do is rebrand what Justice League is. Mm-hmm. Because I was having this conversation, I was talking to Mike the other day. I think, and this isn't the DC movie universe issue. I mean, DC Comics as a whole. I think one of their biggest issues is like they're the big three there. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. right? Those are their big three. Superman and Wonder Woman are essentially the same character.
Mm-hmm.
In extraordinary ways. You know, first of all, both are pretty outdated.
Yep.
Both are color scheme the same way.
Yep.
Both are powers very close to the same.
Yep.
Both are alien to our society,
world, right.
even though
right.
even though Wonder Woman's from Earth, she's alien to the society.
Right. Right.
They neither of them should have skin in the human game, but they both just choose to because
right.
they are righteous. Like they are very part and parcel the same character. And then Batman is the exact opposite of that character. So your big three just don't really work together.
Right.
And none of them are that compelling. Like Batman is really compelling in his universe, but I know I've said it on here a million times before, best part about Batman is his villains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you have three, your stars aren't exceptionally compelling
right.
as characters.
That's right.
So if you're gonna build the Justice League, build it around Flash,
your story comes from
Green Lantern, right. will be Flash, be Green Lantern, be Cyborg,
sure.
bring in Starfire,
right.
Right. Like, you need the Justice League to be...
Well, not only that, but why isn't...
Broken characters that work together, because
right.
that's how the Avengers work.
Right.
You know, like, Captain America and Iron Man and the Hulk and Black Widow, like, they are all very different characters with all very different motivations and very different deficiencies.
Right.
And that allows them to work together.
Totally. Totally. And to your point... You know, well, anyways, I mean, we've been talking this forever, so it's the same thing we keep saying, but I know they had a point or a plan to do this at one point, but take the Rogues Gallery for Batman and let's see that movie.
Yeah.
And not put
Suicide Squad
anybody in it. I want to see Lex Luthor run fucking
Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom. I want
yeah.
to see, show me that.
Yeah.
I don't need to see, show me them winning. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? They can,
yeah.
they win and. Uh-oh, post-credits, Superman's coming, or, you know, we'll figure it out in
yeah.
the next movie. Show him winning.
Yeah.
Fucking A, man. That would be, so you have all kinds of great people just pop in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't need, villains don't need a big backstory.
And that's the Harley Quinn show.
Exactly.
Essentially.
Exactly.
The animated Harley Quinn show, make that a fucking movie.
You're right, 100%.
Because that's 100%. Exactly what you're talking about.
100%.
And it worked.
100%. Let's break.
Deal.
All right, we're back. Hey man, it's me, Kevin Smith. Check out alteredstatecomics.com right now. I will wait. But while I'm waiting, I'm going to also tell you, go check out the Altered State podcast, man. They come straight out of St. Louis, Brandon and John, and they are there for all your pop culture needs. They're very orally accented, is what I'm saying, ladies and dudes. So there you go, man. alteredstatecomics.com. It's right there in the name.
But then... And we're back.
And we're back. I'm talking off right
now. Finally.
That's
finally.
Right. That's right.
After I fucked it up twice.
That's okay. That's okay.
So...
I had a good line in there.
Oh, yeah?
So, little Falcon Winter Soldier. There's not a lot to dive into, I feel like, yet.
I feel like that show...
I'm excited for it. And I'm looking forward to the next one.
I am definitely looking forward to it.
Yes. But this first one didn't do much for me. I didn't hate it. I enjoyed it. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, this was like the first 10 minutes of a Marvel movie.
I think for me, it's... WandaVision is the kind of comic book story that I always really love.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of just other story that I love. You know, like it's a statement on grief in a very... You know, it's using superheroics and magic to speak on something that we all experience, right? And then I look at what we're seeing, at least in episode one of Falcon and Winter Soldier, is it's a traditional action story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people love a traditional mm-hmm. action story.
Absolutely.
So I totally get why you got to make that. And it's also very much a military story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes perfect sense. That's just less interesting and relatable for
sure.
me.
Yeah.
You know, like I think, and everything doesn't have to be for me.
Right.
I accept
yeah.
that. So I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
But I think it's just it's a tough act to follow.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
When you make like WandaVision, on top of being just like a great character study on grief,
right?
Also, is like it's told through the lens of like old sitcoms too. And like again, I was a kid that was raised by reruns. I was right. raised in front of the TV because my parents worked all the time.
Well, and it was also
like so much of that. I am the perfect audience for what that show was.
Right. Right. Well, and WandaVision was presented to us in a way that we hadn't really seen comic book movies presented to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, oh, something totally new, but familiar all at the same time.
Right.
Falcon Winter Soldier is very familiar. And, you know, I don't dislike perfect. It, but it's, yeah. you know, it's what I expected. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it. I'm going to tell you right now what took me out. I don't say took me out of it. Maybe it took me out of it because I'm talking about it. Avengers don't get paid.
See,
like, Tony Stark couldn't set up a fucking trust fund for these motherfuckers.
You're right. But that does also feel like that feels very Marvel Comics
yes,
to me.
I agree.
You know, like right. that's the type of problems that Marvel characters would have.
Right. That's the only thing that, but like,
you know, and I'm here for that. Like, that works.
Bucky Barnes is in therapy, having a therapy session because, you know, he's known nothing but war for 90 years. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Falcon over here can't get a loan for his grandma's boat or whatever. It wasn't the same.
How right. You know how is I mean? It? How is the Winter Soldier
yes.
it can afford all of these
that's,
things?
That's right. That's right.
But Falcon, that's right. a great point.
That's right.
I had not thought about that.
You know, I mean, not only that, I know they are independent contractors or whatever. I guess they don't work for the government, so maybe they don't get a, you know, but he died 5 years ago and the bank is holding that against him. Like, it took me out of it.
Yeah.
Like, they referenced the blip and things. I enjoyed, like, the museum pieces. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, Sam turning over the shield was an emotional journey, and I think that's going to be kind of the basis, obviously, of where the show goes. But this felt like it should have been the first 10 minutes of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't even see them together yet, and that just didn't sit right.
But I think that's what we're getting. And you know, I remember feeling like I wanted WandaVision to jump in a little
Absolutely.
Sooner.
Totally.
And then when I got to the end, I was just so enamored with the journey.
Right.
So I think some of those things that I felt as well, that I was just kind of like, this doesn't feel complete enough yet. It's also right. like, well, that's not how they're doing. You know, they proved to me last time that like that doesn't matter. They're here
sure.
for it.
Sure.
But I there's a few different places that I think they can go, and I hope they do to make it interesting. I think there's some interesting questions that they could ask to make this a more relatable story than just a traditional totally. Hero thing. And I think
they will. Right. I don't think it's just going to be a straight up.
Well, I wonder just because it's Disney if they will or won't.
Well, that's fair, yeah.
Because I think there's some really interesting questions surrounding like, oh, so now they did repurpose Captain America? Like,
right.
is there a race component here?
Right.
Sure. I think there's a compelling story with there being right. a race component there. Right. I think that makes it relatable to more people.
Sure, absolutely.
I think looking at Bucky Barnes' journey with PTSD could be really, really engaging and,
sure.
and really wonderful. So I hope they continue to kind of pull that
thread.
That
him doing amends, you know, the first amends that he's talking about in the therapist's office, kind of funny because he's, you know, they show it happening. Oh, you're part of my amends. And
yeah.
you know, next thing you know, there's everybody there to arrest her. But then the next one is fucking heartbreaking.
Right.
I mean, he had no control of himself. He kills this doctor in cold blood, and now he's like best friends and taking his dad out to.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's fucking rough.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it helps you very much relate to that guy right away.
For sure.
Like, if you'd never seen any of the other Winter Soldier movies, you're like, oh, well, this guy is fucked from war. I get it. At least they showed something. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? That, I thought, told his story very well without having to do a lot of legwork. But
I'm
I think that's
see...
why Falcons didn't hit as well. Because
yeah.
the other ones... And this is just... I need a loan.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Don't get me wrong. I need a loan.
Right.
You know, I'm not... You know, but it just didn't have the same...
It's a big deal, but it doesn't hit the same
it didn't hit that, right.
beats.
Right. Right. It was getting there with his sister giving him shit. Yeah. And like, you know, you weren't here for 5 years. I held it together. You know, it was getting more emotion, but it was on her side, not necessarily his side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think they spent a pretty fair amount of time this episode doing a lot of the fighty blow up stuff.
Right.
And I think that's probably by design to grab some folks' attention, because if I am remembering correctly, and I think I am, when they were originally doing this, so like pre-COVID era, I think Falcon and Winter Soldier was supposed to be the first thing to come out on Disney Plus.
That sounds correct.
Yeah. I think it was supposed to be before WandaVision.
Yeah, I believe so.
So I kind of watched this through that lens of like that opening sequence of the Falcon aerial battle that's fucking like 10 minutes long. That's, oh buddy, that's impressive. Yeah. That looks real expensive.
Yeah. Yep.
That would make sense to me as like, this is us flopping out our Disney Plus dong to prove to you that this is going to be as big and good as the cinematic universe. Yeah. Like that scene feels like a statement scene to me. Like
I can see that.
A completely unnecessary scene to the narrative, but a statement.
Right.
So I kind of forgive it for having that. Same thing with the first Winter Soldier scene. Like, yeah, it paid off because we saw the emotional toll on that.
Right.
But it was also like probably a minute or two longer than it needed to be.
Totally.
And a minute in a scene like that is like a day of shooting.
That's true.
Like that's an expensive minute.
That's true.
That it feels kind of like, oh no, we're proving a point here. We're going to give you 50 minutes of a thing.
Yep.
And you're going to realize by the end of that 50 minutes, we are giving as much to this as we are to the movies.
You know what I liked about it too? And I think this just shows I didn't really know I liked that character as much as I did, the Winter Soldier character. You know, he's never really had this much screen time and in dialogue since the Captain America movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I
rewatched Captain America First Avenger like 2 weeks ago, just kind of on a whim, actually, honestly. And boy, does that movie still fucking play.
Is it good?
That's a goddamn good movie. It's
an emotional journey in that movie.
I dare say First Avenger is a better movie than I remember it being. Okay. And I have good memories of it.
Yeah.
But like I look back on it, I watched it, and I was like, nope, that all holds up.
I remember when
that all fucking works.
I rewatched it, you know, a few months back. It was on TV, so I'm watching pieces of it. And for some reason, I'm like, oh yeah, Tommy Lee Jones is in this. Yeah. I don't know why I forgot.
Yeah.
It's just so random. Like a big star. Like, why did I forget Tommy Lee Jones was in this?
Yeah.
Anyways. And why didn't they use him in more stuff? Like, he should have popped up in Endgame somewhere. It would have been great if he was just on the phone.
He was old as fuck in 1945 in that movie.
I know.
Like, he didn't pop up in Endgame.
Well, when they went back to see, to get the fucking...
You're right.
Yes.
Yes.
When Peggy Carter's there and stuff, he could have been on the base somewhere.
Or he could have been the person Peggy was talking to.
Hear him yelling at somebody in the background. I mean, I'm sure they did the same thing with...
Could make it work.
With fucking Padme.
Could make it fucking work.
Let's make it work. It's Tommy Lee Jones.
It's
going to be fun. I'm not, I don't want to act like I'm shitting on it. It's going to be a fun Marvel TV show.
And I also think like using Flag Smasher as an organization and like, ooh, this is a group that doesn't want there to be any boundaries.
Sure.
And if you're talking about a character like Captain America, so you have a villain that's the antithesis of that, but also a villain that is not inherently wrong.
Sure.
Right? Like, geopolitical ideals aside, the idea of everyone working together in unison without borders is not an inherently flawed idea.
Right.
Right? Now, you're a terrorist organization using terrorist means to accomplish that. Makes sense as a villain.
Right.
But it's also like, that's a villain... or a villain organization that you can build some empathy with. Mm-hmm. And also, let's say you're Sam, and just hypothesizing here, you're being asked to not be Captain America, and it is racially motivated. Sure. Like, now all of a sudden you could be Sam empathizing. Like, I think there is a story there.
Right.
Of that could really go full circle of asking some really... deep questions about what is right and what is wrong,
and
how do we define right versus wrong. And if the story goes in those places, I am fucking here in a big bad way.
Yeah, yeah. And I hope they do more with Don Cheadle.
Yeah, yeah. I was glad
those
to see
two interacting together. I don't think we've seen that.
Right.
That was great.
And especially when you, it seems crazy that we haven't.
Right.
Because these are two guys that are like military lifers that have given everything they have to America.
They both just lost their best friends.
Right.
One just, you know, Tony's dead. Captain America's gone. They lost their mentors in a way or whatever you want
they
to call
lost
it.
Their mentors. Right. They're both defined by their military service. Right. They're like,
they're both kind of,
they're both kind of second fiddle to those. Right. And they're both asked. You're right. Ooh.
They're perfect for each. I love.
God and, damn it, Brandon. I know. Fucking I know. Great.
And their interaction was very meaningful. I mean, every, you know, Marvel does
those
anything
beats
without me.
Hit.
It was perfect. And, you know, that little.
I want to watch your show.
Around. doing it around the Shield. It was just, it was nice. It
Fuck
was,
Falcon and Winter Soldier. Give me Falcon and War Machine.
Right?
I want that show.
I would watch the show.
I want
that.
That show now.
Me too. Me too.
That's a way more compelling show.
I say that, but I just got done telling how much I like the Winter Soldier as a character because it's just a great. Because of, you know, his age and all that kind of stuff, you can do so many backstories and so many. You know, he was on hundreds and thousands of missions, mm-hmm. important missions throughout the history of the world. You could do anything.
Well,
with that.
He's also a really good.
And he's making
proxy.
Amends. So.
Well, and I also think you're setting him up to be. For him to take up the mantle
I think
of Captain America.
Captain America. Yeah.
And I think that's the right move.
Yeah.
Because, you know, first of all, him and Cap grew up as best friends and they're from the same era. So you can really play the man out of time sequence.
He is who he looked up to before he was Captain America.
Right. Well, you can play the man out of time storylines the same way.
Right.
So you can hit some of those same humor beats and those same kind of issues.
The whole, you know. But playing Pinochle and you know, the old man stuff, right?
Like you can play a lot of those same beats that you could with Captain America, and you like Bucky because of what his history was when Cap was frozen. You can play a much more complex, deep character.
Yeah,
and I like Sam as Falcon, and I think Falcon's a good character in his own right.
Agreed.
That I don't necessarily want to see him become Captain America. I want him to be fucking Falcon, man. I want him to fucking fly around.
Totally.
And do badass shit.
Right.
Like, I want to see him do Falcon shit.
Right.
I think Falcon shit's a lot cooler than Captain America shit.
Me too.
Like,
but having said that, don't you want to see a little Falcon on Vulture action? Up in the sky, Michael Keaton taking down Falcon. Anyways.
I think I can see Falcon on Vulture action without him being Captain America.
Oh, you have a Pornhub subscription? Anyways, you got any more on that? Because I got a couple of random things I
don't
want to hit.
I don't.
Mean, it's the first episode. It's you know,
it's a good jump on.
Yes, it's gonna be a fun show.
We'll definitely be able to dive a little deeper into it next week as well.
Yes, yes. I just had a couple little things I wanted to hit on. Do you have anything you want to hit on first?
Nope.
So we talked a little bit, you know, bringing Green Arrow into it. Into the DC universe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who they're talking to? Liam Hemsworth. As Green Arrow.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah, man. I see that in a big bad way.
Yeah. The jawline and everything works.
Yeah, man.
I like it. I like it.
I'm here for that.
I don't know what they're having the Green Arrow do.
They can't get the other Hemsworth, so
probably
why not.
Why not get the one everybody's going to... It'll just say Hemsworth, so you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You shit on this idea back in the day, but it's confirmed. Ace Ventura 3 to Amazon.
Fucking shoot me.
Damn right. You're welcome.
Fucking kill me.
I think I made it happen. I'm pretty sure I manifested that.
I think you owe us an apology.
It could be the greatest Ace Ventura of all time.
It could.
Having said that, I don't think I ever fully watched 2 because I just couldn't. It was the roughest thing I ever saw in my life.
I
want to see the budget for that when you talk about big budget movies that were the worst ever. Because I have a good feeling Ace Ventura, because it was shot in Africa. Like, they did all kinds of crazy shit for that movie. And I guarantee you, well, it probably made a fortune. Who knows? But
yeah, well, like, the thing is, Ace Ventura 2 came out when I was, like, probably 10 or 11.
Nature Calls?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Came out when I was, like, 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. And it's four... 11 to 17 year olds.
Oh, I don't think it's for anybody.
But I'm saying, as a kid, me and Gibson watched it quite a bit.
I was always on TV.
We enjoy it. Like, we rented it.
Oh, wow.
But you know what?
Wow.
We were 11. So it worked.
Yeah.
Justice League doesn't work for any audience. There is no audience that's like, you know what? That fucking works. And the I want to see the person that that movie works for.
I don't. I really don't.
Yeah, the Justice League is just.
Ooh, have you woof. Is that your creation or is that
no? Okay. I heard someone say that.
Like, did you coin that?
Okay. No, I wish I had.
Yeah, we're making T-shirts next week.
I feel like I heard that on a Fat Man on Batman once.
Nice. I like it. I like it. What else did I have here? Oh, this is what I thought would be fun. There's, and they've confirmed it. The director of this movie has confirmed it. There is a rated R version of Mrs. Doubtfire. I kind of want to see that. Tell me you don't want to see that.
I mean, if it exists, I would certainly watch it. Yeah. If someone offered it to me, I'd watch it.
I mean, chance that Mrs. Doubtfire calls Sally Field a cunt or something just is fantastic to me. I mean, you know, Robin Williams is great, obviously.
Right. I mean, it's fun, but like, I guess the reason that I don't give a shit is like that movie at PG or whatever
right,
it is,
right?
Fucking works great.
I agree 100%.
Still,
there's nothing wrong with that movie.
Exceptionally funny,
right? So, like, other than the fact that basically he's committing felonies,
sure. There's a lot wrong with that movie, but it's just from the standpoint of just being a
comedy,
funny movie.
Yes.
It fucking works.
Yes, it's great.
Like movie. I don't need to hear Robin Williams say fuck 10 times for it to be funnier.
It's I don't know though. I'm not in that accent. I don't know.
Right. No, I totally think it's fun. I don't think of like, if someone gave me a rated R version, I wouldn't be like, ew, no.
Right.
I just would be like, okay.
He didn't even say rated R. He said NC-17. So that tells me, I don't know. That's a whole other level.
Sally Field's topless. Oof.
That hot Sally Field ass.
Pierce Brosnan hanging dong or something?
You know what's funny is, you know, I was born in 1978. Smoking the Bandit was a huge thing. I never once understood why they found Sally Field attractive. Like,
Sally Field's a pretty woman.
No, that was Julia Roberts.
Fuck you.
But that, she did play her mom in Steel Magnolias.
Sally Field's is pretty.
Is she, though?
Yep.
I feel like she's when people go...
I will die on that hill, too, sir.
I don't know. I'm not saying she's ugly by any means, but... I don't know.
You're fighting a losing battle, bro.
No.
Either way, rated R, NC-17, Doubtfire. If it's there, I'll watch
that's
it.
That's fun. That's it.
But I don't. I also, I'm not going to clamor for that like I would for the Snyder Cut.
Because, fair enough.
Because the OG cut of Doubtfire, fucking works,
hey,
man.
The internet made GameStop a billion dollar stock company, basically.
Wow.
We can get an NC-17 Mrs. Doubtfire done.
That just feels like a gross misuse of power.
Yeah. Does it though?
Like of all the things we could manifest in this world, that's not the one that benefits anybody. We could do a lot of good with that power.
You
but
say
instead...
that, but you were the guy who just said you loved Ace Ventura 2.
I didn't say I loved it. I said I rented it a lot when I was 11. It's a big difference.
Don't you wish you could go back, like, when your kids are grown? You're like, do you know what movie I bought for you? I need that $20 back.
Right.
Like, bullshit. All this stuff. You rented that how many times? No. I need some of that back.
The only part of Ace Ventura 2 that I actually remember is when he's in the robot rhinoceros
coming out the
and
ass.
Like gives himself birth from that rhinoceros.
Yeah.
I remember
that's basically
that scene,
all I remember too. Yeah.
But I don't remember any other part of it.
Right. Me either.
That said, I've watched the original Ace Ventura
many times
than I can
count.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that still works.
Yep. Maybe the greatest Tone Loc vehicle of all time?
You're forgetting Blank Check?
It's no.
Bro?
No. I'm not forgetting Blank
that
Check.
That movie rules?
Remember I love the world. I love the world now. Well, I don't love it. It's crazy. But that world in the early, mid-90s, what a world. Tone Loc. Funky Cold Medina. Wild Thing. Tone Loc. Is co-starring in a huge, huge movie with Jim Carrey. And no one even questioned it. No one was like,
So let me ask you, because you
and
have...
Karen Duffy for some reason.
Well, let me ask you, because
MTV was having a sale.
You have the
and they bought them all.
You have the benefit of a little more context. Was Ace Ventura a huge movie when it was being made?
When it came out, it was enormous. When it came out, yes,
it was.
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
That's what's like, because I don't know, like that wasn't
Dumb and Dumber
that...
was first, correct?
I don't know. That's what
I think.
Like,
Dumb and Dumber. Yes,
I was very young at that.
I'm almost 100% Dumb and Dumber was first, and then Ace Ventura was his big solo.
Okay, so like so Ace Ventura was launched with the intention of it being a big comedy.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. Okay. That's what I was checking. Yes. Like, I didn't know if it was one of those like a Joe Dirt thing where like Joe Dirt's huge, right. But no one.
The Mask knew. May have even been before that. Actually, I'd have to double check.
With Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to double check, but they was. I mean. That Jim Carrey 5-year span was all boom, 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 boom,
bangers.
Boom, boom. Yeah, yeah. You know, and still holds up for the most part. That's why we're getting a third one. You know what I saw randomly?
No, we're getting a third one because there's 19 fucking streaming services and they all have money to spend.
That's right.
That's why we're getting a third one.
It's a wonderful world. I recently saw this and I had never seen it before and I was shocked. And we'll end on this. It's not huge. Chris Farley was originally supposed to be Shrek.
I heard that as well.
I had never heard that. Like, 2/3 of it was recorded when he died.
Really?
Yes. I had no idea. I was shocked. Like, he wouldn't have been... It would have been totally different. He wouldn't have had that Scottish accent or anything.
Now my timelines are all fucked up. When did Shrek come out?
Ooh, Shrek came out in... Well, fuck. Farley died, what, like 93 or 4? Right? Was it later?
I would guess 96.
Was it 96? Okay. Mid to late 90s. Somewhere in there. Somewhere in there. You don't want to look it up on your phone, because last time we did that, I proved that I was right about Jared Leto.
Oh.
Score's going to be Brandon 2 here pretty soon.
I'm saying 96.
That's probably right. That sounds better. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, because he still would have been on SNL like in 94 probably, right?
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
He died December of 97. Okay. Almost 98.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, December 18th of 97.
Yeah, I feel like they were let go on SNL around 94 or 95. And then he did a couple movies.
Did goddamn... Why can't I think of the name of that movie?
Black Sheep, Tell Me Boy?
No, the one that I love with Matthew Perry.
Oh, Wheels... Head East? Oh my gosh.
Right. We're in this.
Oh my gosh.
It was making fun of Lewis and Clark.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say it's like the.
Shit.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to say Wagons like, without
East.
A paddle.
Wagons East.
No.
Wagons
not that.
West. Wagons. I'm thinking.
Almost Heroes.
Oh, I'm thinking of fucking John Candy's movie. That was the last one he did too. It was like a fucking Western type thing. And it was. Yeah. 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 I'm messing up my white fat guys.
Almost Heroes.
That's a good movie,
Yeah, that, I love that movie. When there's white water in the morning. He had, according to his Wikipedia page, he had recorded 85% of Shrek.
Wow.
Before he died. But the filmmakers felt continuing the film with Farley being dead would be in bad taste. So Shrek, all of the dialogue was re-recorded by former SNL castmate Mike Myers.
Wow. Just think, they never would have, if they would have come out with that movie, they never would have done all those other Shrek movies.
Right?
All the TV shows and everything they did. They did a lot of Shrek stuff, not just like 3 movies. They did a shitload of Shrek stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
He was also slated to appear in the third Ghostbusters movie, which then kind of died with him.
Oh, really?
That was... he was slated to appear in a third Ghostbusters film, which was, at the time, intended to be about a new trio of Ghostbusters taking on overpopulation in hell. I want to see that movie.
He would have been a fun Ghostbuster. I could see that for sure.
I would have loved to have seen that movie.
I would have loved to see that, too.
I can't wait to see the new Ghostbusters, though.
I'll
take on Afterlife.
I hadn't heard.
Well, we almost made it through a whole episode without me saying anything.
Almost.
So
almost.
Like it needed to happen.
Almost. Yeah, luckily, we haven't talked about Vin D either, so. I saw
Oh, he's Vin D now.
I know.
He's that essential.
Totally.
That he needs to get.
It's essential to this podcast. I saw some random survey. I didn't click on it on Twitter. It was like, who Fast and the Furious stars would, you know, could do without in the Fast and Furious movies. And I'm like, please be Vin Diesel. Please be Vin Diesel. Of course, it's not Vin Diesel. But I didn't click to learn because I don't want them getting my click.
Your click.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. They're not getting my promotion money.
No, sir.
So that's all we got today, I think.
That's fair. So yeah, keep an eye out for the Benton Parkade. We will have more info on that in the coming weeks. Should be open up late April. And again, kind of keep your ears out. On Wednesday, March 24th, we're going to have another really cool announcement.
Fun stuff.
Some stuff's going to be coming around. So
that's right.
We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you.